Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 9th of June 2016, and this is the 377th Mole Out Loud podcast. It was forecast for more rain. In fact, they gave us 100% likelihood of rain for today, but it has really been a beautiful day with the occasional scatter of shower, and the sky at the moment is a sort of pale blue with grey and light creamy clouds, just really, really lovely. So I just went for a walk. I hadn't been out for most of the day, so I just went for a walk. An excuse for a walk, really, to go to the post office where I get my cat food and my bananas, which may sound a bit weird, but it's also my closest corner shop, and they're pretty good. They have a lot of stuff, and they have longer opening hours than the main post office. So I've just come back from there, and I feel really refreshed, I think. I also feel refreshed after an acupuncture session yesterday, because I had been feeling a bit tired and a bit, I don't know, out of sorts. So it's lovely to wake up to this kind of beautiful day and feeling good as well. One of the nice things this morning was a verbal to visual practice session with Doug Neal. We were the only ones there today, and the group has decided to put together a yearbook of our first year of developing our verbal to visual skills. And one of the things that we're doing is putting together a profile page, and I've been really enjoying thinking about that and sketching how I might do it, and in a way to see how to encapsulate a life that's getting longer by the second in one page, and visually to visually encapsulate that. So today, this morning, I was practicing doing a self-portrait that might look a bit like a passport photograph. And I was also playing around with the layout. And I just suddenly was aware of myself really enjoying doing it, really having a sense of joy in doing it. And I just, oh gosh, I really need to remember what things do this for me. And certainly being absorbed in a drawing does. And it's in a way, it's quite a big project because it is a whole life, but it is also really contained. It has the limits of a page that's a bit under A4 sized. And there is a bit of a time limit too, although I'm not holding myself too strictly to that because I know doing that kind of can take the joy out of it. So that's been my, well, it hasn't been my day, that's not true. That part of my day finished at 9, but I have been doing some work on murmurs. Because my days are shorter on Fridays now than they used to be, I really do need to do some work on Thursday as well. Otherwise, I find I'm not ready for the MailChimp, and we can't have that. And also, I don't like having a late night when I've got a really early start on Saturday morning. So I've been doing that, and it's quite nice. I sort of have been trying to do some of the research on the day before, so that I can just focus on the writing on Friday itself. But it's always really pleasurable to do the research. It's kind of one of the pleasures of doing mole is finding odd things that will evolve and stimulate mole's memories of his or her past. So that's where I'm at today, and I do really hope that you too have had a good day, that that you've either got up and woken up feeling alert, and I found myself whistling today, which was quite fun, or that you've been able to, I was going to say, worm your way into feeling creative. I don't, that's not really quite the right term, but maybe it is. Worms are nice things and they do aerate the earth beautifully. So perhaps that's exactly what I mean. That your creativity worms its way into your being, and that you are able to enjoy its presence. Thank you very, very much for listening today, and I really look forward to talking to you on Monday, but not tomorrow, because tomorrow is the real Murmurs of Mole Day. And I just want to mention that accompanying this podcast is the Leonie Browley image I was telling you about yesterday in my podcast. It's not a very good photo because I took it leaning over a table and there was nothing I could do about the lights, but it will certainly give you a flavour of what she does. Thank you again, and see you on Saturday, or speak to you on Saturday.